News, I'm Haya Panjwani. Harvey Weinstein's hashtag MeToo retrial is in closing arguments. At a news conference, Weinstein's lead attorney, Arthur Idala, says his client is in good spirits.
Mr. Weinstein is very pleased that all of the lies that were told in this trial have been highlighted to this jury, and we have faith that the jurors will digest all of this evidence.
The family members of the Colorado attack suspect are now in ICE custody.
There is a new development in the case of a man accused of throwing Molotov cocktails at demonstrators in Boulder, Colorado. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem says suspect Mohammed Soleiman's wife and five children have been taken into immigration custody.
Mohammed's despicable actions will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. But we're also investigating to what extent his family knew about this horrific attack, if they had any knowledge of it, or if they provided support to it.
Soleiman is an Egyptian national and told authorities no one, including his family, knew about his plans. 12 people were injured. The Molotov cocktails were aimed at demonstrators in Boulder who were calling for the release of Israeli hostages in Gaza. Soleiman is facing a federal hate crime charge as well as state charges of attempted murder. I'm Ed Donahue.
Senate Majority Leader John Thune was asked whether he was worried that Elon Musk's opposition might tank the big, beautiful funding bill.
Well, my hope is that as he has an opportunity to further assess what this bill actually does, that he'll come to a different conclusion. But nevertheless, I mean, we have a job to do, the American people elected us to do. We have an agenda that everybody campaigned on, most notably the President of the United States, and we're going to deliver on that agenda.
The Justice Department is dropping a lawsuit it filed against White House trade advisor Peter Navarro. He was accused in the lawsuit of using an unofficial email account for government work and wrongfully retaining presidential records during the first Trump administration. This is AP News. Seaweed is suffocating shores in the Caribbean. AP correspondent Jennifer King.
A record amount of sargassum seaweed is piling up around the Caribbean and nearby areas, with even more on the way. Scientists using satellite data calculate 38 million metric tons of the prickly brown algae is floating around this May, the largest quantity since observations began in 2011. When it washes up, the sargassum is smothering beaches, reefs, and seagrass beds in stinky drifts, disrupting tourism and local economies. For coastal fishermen like Jose Rodriguez in Puerto Rico, it's a serious problem. He says the fishermen that fish with nets get full of sargassum, and this is a problem because the fish leave the area. If it's getting cleaned up, the financial burden usually falls on beachfront hotels. In the Dominican Republic, officials have invested in barriers to keep the algae offshore, and in St. Martin, crews with backhoes made an emergency cleanup after residents complained of strong smells. I'm Jennifer King.
I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.